Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
What do you do when you find yourself facing discouragement? Do you lay low, go easy on yourself until you start to feel better? Well, in today's show, we're going to talk about why that's exactly the wrong thing to do when you're facing discouragement. Welcome to Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. I'm your host, Marge Steinhag-Fenlon, and today we are going to be talking about facing discouragement, or also known as spiritual desolation. I'm going to be looking at Rule number 6 of the Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. I also will be referring to Dan Burke's amazing book, Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits. Great book. If you don't have it, go out and get it. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on CatholicSpiritualDirection.com. That's probably the best place to get it. And follow these, go through these rules, because in the book, Dan Burke goes through the exercises, the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola in very, very common, plain talk kinds of terms to make them very clear and doable, quite doable. But today I want to look at rule number 6. Rule number 6. And here it is. Now, these are from St. Ignatius. This is how he wrote rule number 6. Although in desolation we should not change our first proposals, it is very advantageous to change ourselves intensely against the desolation itself by insisting more upon prayer, meditation, upon much examination, and upon extending ourselves in some suitable way of doing penance. That's long-winded at first glance. But here's the thing. In rule number 5, and I'm just going to go back ever so briefly. Rule number 5 says, St. Ignatius says, when you're facing spiritual desolation, don't make any changes. Carry through with your original plans. So the beginning of rule number 6 refers back to that. We shouldn't change our first proposals. And I'm going to give you practical examples so that you better understand this. But let's talk about desolation. What are we talking about when we're talking about desolation? Now again, Dan's book explains it far better than I can do in a brief podcast. And even in addition to that, I recommend getting the book, Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. I've read it, and I know I need to go back to it. Desolation, in a nutshell, is that emptiness, hopelessness, you just don't feel like God is there. You get that feeling of just standing alone on your own. Things are looking so bleak. You feel like you're out in the darkness and there's absolutely no light. That's spiritual desolation. And sometimes with that can come physical things. It's kind of a chicken and the egg. So you could be down physically, which can lead you into spiritual desolation. You can be spiritually desolate and then find that because of the desolation, you haven't been taking good care of your health. And then that kind of sags. It's mind, body, and spirit. I've talked about this before. You can't separate them. It's all together. So rule number 6, although in desolation, we should not change our first proposals, as in rule 5, it is very advantageous to change ourselves intensely against the desolation itself by insisting more upon prayer, meditation, upon much examination, and upon extending ourselves in some suitable way of doing penance. I have seen this left and right in recent weeks, months, maybe over the course of this whole last year. I've seen people engulfed by discouragement, spiritual desolation, and giving in or laying back. I should be saying my daily rosary. I should be doing my holy hour, but it's so tough. I'm just going to relax a little bit. Maybe I've been pushing myself too hard. Well, I beg to differ. And I think in these times of desolation, now this is my personal opinion that I have seen in my own life and in the lives of the people that I work with. When you lay back, you feed the discouragement. What you actually need is to give yourself a jump start and push harder spiritually. So here, basically it looks like this. So when desolation sets in, when we start to feel that bleakness, that darkness, that woe is me or what's the use, that feeling of, I just want to get away from this. I don't want to work so hard spiritually. It's not worth it. I'm sure you've said it to yourself. I've said it to myself. And I hear people say this all the time. But when the desolation sets in, that's exactly the time to redouble our spiritual efforts, particularly when it's something we've already committed to. So here are the 4 points of this. And then I'll give you a practical example. First point, to change ourselves intensely against the desolation. Don't succumb to it. Don't let yourself slide by, but change yourself intensely against the desolation. Next point, insist on more prayer and meditation, not less. Oh, things are so tough and I don't know if God's hearing me and maybe he's not even listening. Maybe he doesn't care. I don't know what to do about this and about that. And the world is so awful and so on and on and on, on and on. I hear the litany from people all the time. But this is exactly the time to insist more on prayer and on more prayer and meditation. And then it's time for examination and finally doing penance. By examination, I mean examining ourselves. It's self-examination and looking at the situation. What's going on here? Where does this come from? See if you can pinpoint it. Now, don't move too fast with this. And I know it seems maybe like I'm working against myself, but this isn't the time for rash judgment. This is the time to dig in your heels and realize, you know who's behind this desolation? It is the evil one. It's the evil one pushing me to the brink, trying to convince me that everything is hopeless. God's not there. God's not listening. I should just give up my all of my spiritual exercises, all that I do, all of my prayer, all of the spiritual strivings, I should give it up or back off on it because, well, it's just too hard and it's not going to make a difference anyway. But it does make a difference, and it's not too hard with God's grace. And this is precisely what you need to be digging into when you're facing desolation. It's vital. It's absolutely vital. So here's what St. Ignatius is getting at. So now when he says, don't make any changes. Now, that again, that's from Rule 5. What it looks like is this. Say you have committed to a daily rosary. Or say you have committed to what? Daily holy hour. Okay? Whatever it is, whatever it is, when you hit the skids, when you face desolation, when you feel yourself sliding, don't cut back on that. Don't cut back. Don't make it a spiritual half hour. Don't make it, you know, a decade of the rosary. Don't back off on it. Don't make any changes. This is what I planned for myself. If you had a meeting with your spiritual director and you were feeling crummy and I just don't want to do it, and it's just the same old song and dance, and he doesn't want to hear me complain anymore. And no, that is exactly why you need to keep that appointment. That's exactly why you need to keep that holy hour. That's exactly why you need to take up that rosary and pray the rosary. Because you have to work against the desolation. Don't make changes. I told myself I resolved to meet with my spiritual director, or I resolved to go to Eucharistic adoration. Whatever the case may be, you made that decision prior to the desolation. So when in desolation, don't back off on that. Hold fast to it. Make yourself do it by God's grace. Pray for the grace to get up, get moving, and do what you had committed to doing. All right. Don't make any changes. Don't reduce your spiritual commitments when you're facing desolation. Now, when we look at rule number 6, it's more than simply not reducing. Because when we're facing desolation, this is the time to put your nose to the grindstone, and what are all of the different analogies, you know, shoulder to the wheel, all of those things. This is exactly the time to dig in harder, firmer, with more resolve, and fight against, to resist the desolation, resist the evil one, because he's got you. When you start slipping into desolation, he has got you. He's way too close for comfort. And you've got to get him to back off. So increase your striving. Not back off of it. Don't reduce that time. So, on a practical level, here's the thing. If you said that you were going to get up 15 minutes early every morning for some prayer time, say you were going to, you had committed to meditating on the day's mass readings for 10 minutes each day. Well, when you're in desolation and you're feeling like, oh, what's the use? No, I don't even feel like reading the readings or listening to the readings. I don't want to sit there for 10 minutes thinking about the readings. No. This is the time to not only keep that spiritual appointment with yourself, but increase it. So instead of 10 minutes, do 11 minutes. Even better, do 15 minutes. Increase it, defeat the evil one, and offer resistance. You see how that works? So keep the commitment and increase it. Why? What does this do? Here, St. James, his letter explains it perfectly. And this again, I'm getting this. Dan mentions this in his book, and it's fantastic. So here's what St. James wrote. So it's James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. You see, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So what this is all about, it's facing down the bully. So when you're in desolation, and the evil one is trying to con you into being lax, backing off, giving up, this is exact, resist him. Resist him. If you turn around and resist him, in the name of Christ, he will flee from you. Add that extra minute. Add that extra 5 minutes. Go to that spiritual direction meeting. Go to holy hour. Whatever it is, resist and he will flee. He will flee and we will draw nearer to God in the process. Face down the bully. That's what we need to do in spiritual desolation. Because if we don't, then we become suckers for Satan. You know, he's got you. He's in your ear and he's telling you, oh, you know, come on, come on. You know, you're feeling down and you've had a hard week and yeah, just, you know, go easy on yourself. Instead of saying that rosary, instead of saying that chaplet, go watch TV for a while, whatever it is. I don't know, whatever it is. But you've got to resist. And I'll give you an example from my own life that came to me only recently. So my husband and I had gotten into this awful habit of turning on the TV in the evening, later at night, and watching some mindless sitcom. Harmless. But why were we doing that? We were doing that to escape the tough things in our lives. Telling ourselves, well, you know, this is just, we need a little relaxation. This is relaxation for us. Let's just relax for a while. But really what it was doing is it was suckering us into exactly what Satan wanted. You know, instead of watching TV to make ourselves feel better and perk ourselves up against the many crosses that we've had to carry, we should have been praying and deepening our spiritual lives and asking God for his grace. And so we've changed that. We've changed it because we realized we've got to turn around, we've got to resist the devil. We didn't used to do that in the evenings. We used to sit and pray or read from good spiritual books. So we turned it around. We said, okay, fine. Not even a little, no TV, zero, off, gone. And we spend that time now with our Lord, talking to each other, praying, spiritual reading. We did exactly that, and I will tell you that the calm that came over us has been astounding. And this isn't the first time in our lives we've made a change like that, where we caught ourselves being suckered by Satan and slipping into desolation when we really needed to just not only keep our commitment, but add to it. So this is exactly what we've done. So I know that this works. I know Rule 6 works. Now, the next, not only do we resist, but then we absolutely have to examine what's going on. And sometimes for some folks it's a little bit harder, but it's very important. And I think that if you allow yourself and if you ask our Lord to show you, you'll be able to find the source of the desolation. And I think with the way of the world right now, it's not too hard to figure out what's getting you down. I know it's not very hard for me. So where is it coming from? And why am I feeling, why am I reacting that way to whatever this situation is? Where is it coming from? It's very, very important to pinpoint that, so that you can look at it a little more objectively if possible, and turn to God and have him ask him to help you through the steps of looking at this more realistically. So, and especially if there's something specific that you can pinpoint, perhaps what's really getting you down, the root of it is pridefulness. Well, then you need to resist the devil. You need to up the ante, spiritually speaking, with your spiritual exercises, and then do penance. Because penance is, it's I always call it character building for the soul. Penance strengthens the will against evil. So by undertaking penance in these times of desolation, you see, again, this is not the time to lay back, go easy on yourself. Oh, that's too much. I can't take on another thing. Oh, I just want to, you know, I just need to just take, go in baby steps and so on and so forth. Well, maybe you do kind of have to go in baby steps. But the point is that you need to turn against, you need to resist the devil, you need to, and penance as part of that helps strengthen the will. So some act of penance. Now for my husband and I, in our case, that the penance was giving up the television completely and really putting ourselves into prayer. That was penance for us, and some other things that are too personal to share. But do this. I can't say it enough. I worry when I see, as I have been seeing, so many people backing off of their spiritual exercises, whether you follow the exercises of Saint Ignatius or some other spiritual exercises, but basically what I'm talking about is your daily prayer life, your spiritual schedule. I keep a spiritual schedule at certain points on it, and every night before bed I mark it off and check to see how I did, if I did the things that I had committed to doing. Highly recommend that. It's called a spiritual daily order. It's like a little calendar, a little checkbox calendar of the things that you absolutely want to commit to doing each day. This is what's going to keep you going. This is what will pull you out of the desolation. So change yourself intensely against the desolation instead of succumbing to the temptation to lay back. Move forward, up the ante, turn up the heat, so to speak, in your spiritual life. Insist on more prayer and meditation. If you're feeling like giving up, that means you're not praying enough. That means you're not meditating enough. That means you're not spending enough time with God so he can work on your soul. Then pursue much examination. Because if you can figure out where this desolation came from in the first place, that's a good clue to how to keep it away or stop it from coming again in the future. It'll show you a lot about yourself and help you to not get into situations again where you're going to slide into desolation. And then do penance to strengthen your will against the evil one and for God. Well, that was a mouthful, I think, my friend. That was a lot to comprehend, but it's so important, especially right now in our present times, that when you're feeling discouraged, it's exactly the time to increase your spiritual striving. Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to know more about my spiritual mentoring, if you'd like to book me for a speaking engagement, read my blog, shop my bookstore, go to margefenlon.com. It's all there at margefenlon.com. Until next time, my friend, remember that the only thing stopping you from becoming...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.